The process of going through in vitro fertilization can be daunting, but most people who go through it will say it was all worth it once they got to hold their little bundle of joy. That was true for one Georgia woman, even though she noticed immediately after giving birth something was amiss. Christina Murray, former IVF patient. It was immediately apparent that something did not go to plan at the fertility clinic. All of the love and joy I felt seeing him for the first time was immediately replaced by fear. When she wanted to have a baby as a single woman, Christina Murray went to Coastal Fertility in Savannah, Georgia. She selected a sperm donor, a Caucasian man with similar features to hers, and went through months of grueling treatments to have her baby. But when the baby was born, he was African American. Christina says she immediately hoped there had just been a mix-up with the sperm donation, but she feared it was something more. Christina Murray, former IVF patient. How could this have happened? What happened? Was he genetically related to me at all? If he wasn't, could someone come and take him from me? It turned out her fears were valid. Murray bought an at-home DNA test and discovered the baby wasn't hers. The fertility clinic had implanted another couple's embryo in Murray, and she'd had their baby. When she notified the clinic about the mix-up, worried the same thing could happen to other potential parents, they contacted the baby's biological parents, who took custody of the boy at 5 months old. Christina Murray, former IVF patient. I loved, nurtured, and grew my child, and I would have done literally anything in my power to keep him. My baby is not genetically mine. He doesn't have my blood, he doesn't have my eyes, but he is and will always be my son. Murray is now suing the fertility clinic, saying no parent should ever have to endure what she has. Christina Murray, former IVF patient. The actions of the fertility clinic have come very close to destroying me, have left irreparable damage to my soul, and ultimately left me questioning whether I should be a mom or not. Murray's lawyer, Adam Wolf, says what happened in Murray's case is rare, but not unheard of, and he's calling for change at the federal level. Adam Wolf, attorney. This is not the first IVF mix-up case that I've handled, and sadly, it will not be the last. A big reason is the lack of regulation. Unfortunately, the United States is one of the developed countries without meaningful oversight over fertility clinic laboratories. Wolf says he wants to see the U.S. impose real regulations, reporting requirements, and mandatory certification programs for lab staff. As for Murray, she's trying IVF again, this time at a different fertility clinic.